Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu salam ala rasulillah. The blessings of Allah, the Exalted, are countless and cannot be enumerated. Among them are continuous blessings, which people often forget about due to their familiarity with them, and they are renewed blessings that people might not even feel. Many only notice the uncommon blessings and forget the continuous and renewed ones because of their familiarity with them. People have become accustomed to the blessings of sight, hearing, and hearts, intellect, due to their constancy. The Quran repeatedly reminds of these blessings so that its reciter does not neglect being grateful to Allah the Exalted for them. And Allah Almighty has favored humans with these three blessings of hearing, sight, and intellect, so that they become guardians of the religion and of Allah the Exalted, as well as builders of the earth. Allah Almighty has enumerated many blessings and began with these three blessings. He glorified be, he said, and it is he who produced for you hearing and vision and hearts. Little are you grateful. In the context of explaining the creation of man, Allah the Exalted emphasized the mention of hearing, vision, and hearts due to their importance and the magnitude of this blessing upon mankind. Allah Almighty said, "Then he proportioned him and breathed into him from his created soul and made for you hearing and vision and hearts. Little are you grateful." Allah the Exalted commanded his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to remind people of these three blessings. So he, glorified be he, said, "Say, it is he who has produced you and made for you hearing and vision and hearts. Little are you grateful." Every one of these three verses ends with, "Little are you grateful." In another instance, these three blessings were linked with gratitude. Allah Almighty said, "And Allah has extracted you from the wombs of your mothers, not knowing a thing. And he made for you hearing and vision and hearts that perhaps you would be grateful." This verse indicates that a human emerges from their mother's womb knowing nothing but their innate disposition. It is through hearing, vision, and the heart that one acquires knowledge and awareness. The most exalted of knowledge is knowledge of Allah Almighty and understanding his rights upon his servants. The polytheist did not express gratitude for these blessings and did not use them to arrive at worshiping Allah alone without any partners. Believers attain faith after Allah's grace by using the blessing of hearing to listen to the Quran and the pillars of faith and its requirements and its nullifiers, and by using their sight to recite the Quran and the books of faith, and using their hearts to comprehend the Iman and the names of Allah Almighty, and his attributes and his actions and his signs that guide to him the glorified, just as they use these three blessings to manage their worldly affairs. However, gratitude to Allah Almighty for these blessings is deficient because of being accustomed to them. These blessings are continuously with people. They were born with them, grew up with them, continually use them for their religious and worldly interests. Yet despite this, their gratitude to Allah the Exalted falls short. If they were to lose just one of these three blessings, they would realize its value and the enormity of its loss. The worldly knowledge that has led humans to inventions, discoveries, advancements in industry, commerce, agriculture, and communications were achieved through reasoning minds that contemplate, analyze, infer, and invent, and through ears and eyes that listen, observe, read, discover, and research until humankind was able to reach what they have reached. This makes it imperative for them to be grateful to Allah Almighty for the blessings that he has given them of minds, eyesight, and hearing. And if they were to lose or have a deficiency in any of them, it would hamper their life. This demands continuous gratitude to Allah the Exalted for these perpetual blessings, which one might forget and thus become neglectful in expressing gratitude. It suffices the believer to know the magnitude of the blessing of sight, hearing, and intellect, to look at the state of the disbelievers who have not employed these blessings for their true purpose. for they have not used them to attain knowledge of Allah the Exalted, or to understand what He, glorified be He, wants from His servants. Thus, they are more astray than livestock, Allah Almighty says. And we have certainly created for hell many of the jinn in mankind. They have hearts with which they do not understand. They have eyes with which they do not see. They have ears with which they do not hear. Those are like livestock. Rather, they are more astray. It is they who are the heedless. This means that they do not benefit from any of these blessings which Allah the Exalted has made as a means for guidance. The Almighty said, And we made for them hearing, sight, and hearts. But their hearing, sight, and hearts availed them not from anything of the punishment. When they were continuously rejecting the signs of Allah, and they were enveloped by what they used to ridicule. And He, the Exalted, said, Deaf, dumb, and blind, so they will not return to the right path. This is concerning the hypocrites, and He said regarding the disbelievers, Deaf, dumb, and blind, so they do not understand. They are not deaf, dumb, and blind, except from the guidance, as He, the Exalted, said. And if Allah had known any good in them, He would have made them hear, but even if He had made them hear, they would still have turned away while they were refusing. And He, the Almighty, said regarding their lack of understanding of the Quran, And of them are some who listen to you, but we have set veils upon their hearts, so they understand it not, and deafness in their ears. If they see every one of the signs, they will not believe in them. This verse combines their deprivation from the guidance of the heart, ears, and eyes. For this reason, they are the worst of creation. Allah Almighty said, Indeed, the worst of living creatures in the sight of Allah are the deaf and the dumb who do not use reason. And He, the Almighty, said, Indeed, the worst of living creatures in the sight of Allah are those who have disbelieved and they will not ever believe. And He, the Exalted, said, Indeed, those who disbelieve among the people of the Scripture and the polytheists will be in the fire of hell, abiding eternally therein. Those are the worst of creatures. Allah the Exalted reproached them for not benefiting from these three blessings that He bestowed upon them for the purpose of knowing Allah, exalted be He, through His signs found throughout His creation. He says, So have they not traveled through the earth, and have hearts by which to reason and ears by which to hear. For indeed, it is not eyes that are blinded, but blinded are the hearts which are within the breasts. And He, the Almighty, says, Those who deny our signs are deaf and dumb within darknesses. Whomever Allah wills, He leaves astray, and whomever He wills, He puts them on a straight path. Just as He, glory be to Him, praised the believers for employing these blessings for knowing Allah Almighty, and knowing what He wants for His servants, and acting upon it, He the Most Glorious said, And those who, when reminded of the verses of their Lord, do not fall upon them deaf and blind. Allah the Exalted has bestowed upon humans the blessings of hearing, sight, and hearts, so that they may employ them in the obedience of Allah, and for what benefits them in their worldly life in the hereafter. They will be questioned about these three blessings on the Day of Judgment. Allah Almighty said, Indeed, the hearing, the sight, and the heart about all of those will be questioned. Being grateful to Allah for these blessings means not using them for what Allah has prohibited. Thus, people should not gaze upon what is prohibited, should not listen to what is prohibited, and should not employ their intellect in accessing the prohibited. Otherwise, these faculties will testify against them on the Day of Judgment for what they did in the worldly life. Allah Almighty said, On the day when their tongues, their hands, and their feet will bear witness against them as to their actions. And Allah Almighty said, Until when they reach it, the hellfire, their hearing and their eyes and their skins will testify against them as to what they used to do. Whoever is blind to the signs of Allah the Exalted in this world and is deaf to reminders and admonitions will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment as deaf, mute, and blind. He, the Exalted, said, Whoever Allah guides, He is the rightly guided. And whomever He sends astray, it is those who are the losers. and we will surely gather them on the day of resurrection on their faces, blind, dumb, and deaf. Their refuge is hell. Every time it subsides, we increase them in blazing fire. He, the Almighty, also said, but whoever is blind in this world will be blind in the hereafter, and more astray in way. And Allah the Exalted said, and whoever turns away from my remembrance, indeed he will have a depressed life, and we will gather him on the day of resurrection blind. He will say, O Lord, why have you raised me blind while I was once seeing? Allah will say, thus did our signs come to you, and you forgot them, and thus will you this day be forgotten. So be extremely cautious from disengaging the blessings of hearing, sight, and the heart from their roles of seeking the pleasure of Allah, the Exalted. Beware, beware of employing these blessings in matters that invoke His wrath. For doing so is indeed ingratitude, and turning away from guidance and following one's desires. Allah the Exalted says, have you seen he who has taken his gods as his own desires? And Allah has sent him astray due to knowledge, and has set a seal upon his heart, his hearing and his heart, and put a cover upon his sight. Who then could guide him after Allah? So will you not be reminded? We ask Allah Almighty to grant us success in employing all our faculties in seeking His pleasure and expressing gratitude for His innumerable blessings upon us. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. Hada wa salatu salam ala rasulillah.